This is Crickinfo Audio. Welcome to Crickinfo Audio. This is Amit Verma. Another session was lost to rain on the second day of the St. Kitts test between India and West Indies, and West Indies were on 420 for 5 when play was called off. I'm chatting about the day's play, as much as there was of it, with Anand Vasu, who's writing the bulletin for this game on crickinfo.com. Anand, yesterday we talked about how the pitch and the weather will probably conspire to make this test a draw, and is certainly headed there. But even if this test is meaningless in itself, run-heavy games like this can be fairly useful in the sense that they give struggling batsmen a chance to regain confidence and self-belief. Both of those surely must be something Darren Ganga needs. He's averaged just 24 in test cricket before this game, and his back-to-back centuries against Australia were the only hundreds he's made at this level in the 36 tests before this. Now he's made his third century, and though large parts of it have been scratchy, it could still be an important innings for him.
Yes, it can certainly be an important innings for him, because the manner in which he batted today compared to yesterday was certainly refreshing. Because yesterday he had sort of decided that he wanted to play the whole day out and was more intent on either leaving the ball alone or blocking it. Today we saw a few more strokes being played. The manner in which he went after Harbhajan Singh when he dropped the ball short, going back and across quite quickly and pulling well through the leg side, or even stretching his left foot right out and driving through covers, was heartwarming for anyone to watch. And Brian Lara said something quite interesting recently, in that he had a chat with Darren Ganga and was talking to him about how he seemed to be two different cricketers. When he was batting for Trinidad and Tobago as captain, he seemed to be a free-stroking, assured batsman, while when he played for the West Indies, he was much more hesitant and not really committing either to front foot or back foot. Perhaps that's because he's been under a lot of pressure, and playing for his place in the side, if you average 24 in test cricket after 36 tests, you are bound to be under some pressure with people asking questions about why you're keeping your place in the side. So maybe this 100 will go some way in easing that pressure for him, and that might make him a better batsman.
Anand, Ramnaresh Sarwan averages 39, but given what a talented player he is, he certainly underachieved. Ted Dexter had once marked him up as someone who will average over 50 in his test career, but he's much closer to that mark in one-dayers, where he averages 46. Now, today was his 26th birthday, and traditional wisdom has it that a batsman's best years come in his late 20s. He's also been marked out as a future West Indian captain. How do you think he's evolved as a batsman over the years?
I think as soon as he came onto the scene, it was obvious that he had the talent, in the sense that he could use his wrists. He was not afraid to use his feet to the spinners. He was a good puller of the ball and hooker of the ball, which meant that he was all right even if there was short pitch stuff flying in from the fast bowlers. I think what's changed is that he's learned to build innings a bit more. He's also learned to suss out what needs to be done at a certain time, as he did in this innings. As soon as he came out to bat, he took the attack to the bowlers. He ensured that Anil Kumble did not get a chance to settle down. It's extremely difficult for any batsman when Kumble gets set, or someone like Harbhajan, or when the two spinners are bowling in tandem and there's not much time between balls. Sarwan instead went after the bowling, and his showing in that one over against Munaf Patel was something else. Six boundaries, it doesn't matter if Munaf bowled badly or not, but to hit six boundaries like that, that tells you how confident he is at the moment.
The Indians got a bit of stick when the Ganga-Sarwan partnership was flourishing, especially when Munaf Patel got hit for all those fours. But they did well to come back into the game. What did you think of the Indian bowling today?
I think the Indian bowling lacked a bit of focus early on, in the sense that when the spinners came on to bowl in the very start of the day, they could not get the breakthroughs that Rahul Dravid would have wanted. And then when he took the second new ball and threw the ball to Munaf and Srishant, he would have expected them to put it in the right areas early on and do what they did so well yesterday with the first new ball. But they just failed to do that, and with a new ball that sometimes happens if you don't take wickets, and it tends to go for a lot of runs because it races away off the bat. And that's what happened today. The Indians did do well to pull it back when they slowed the pace of the game nicely and gained some control through Anil Kumble. They seemed to have to turn to him in all situations. And Harbhajan Singh also improved in the way he bowled, in that he was getting the ball to fizz through off the pitch, even if it wasn't really turning very sharply. But he got the ball to skid through, and this troubled the left-handed batsman. And he could have had perhaps a wicket or two more than he did at the end of the day. So all in all, I think India won't be terribly disappointed with the manner in which they bowled.
Thanks, Anand. We'll be back with more audio programming through the rest of the series. Keep tuning in. You can access all our audio content directly at quickinfo.com/audio. This is Amit Verma signing off on Quickinfo Audio.
This is Quickinfo Audio.